Plans by the Housing Minister to add further regulations and restrictions to planning laws have been met with outrage by many environmental organisations who say the proposed changes would make it more difficult for them and for members of the public to legally challenge planning decisions. Alicia O'Sullivan from Skibbereen was one of the key campaigners in the fight against a plastics factory in her hometown, and she told Red FM News the proposed changes are anti-democratic and she will use the example of Skibbereen if she talks to the President today.
In terms of the plastics factory, it wouldn't have happened only for the allowance for the community to be able to take that up to the court. And the issue now is that our Minister for Housing and Planning, Owen Murphy, is attempting to block basically citizens and NGOs from doing that. So you have to be established for 3 years, and you'll also have to have 100 affiliated members of that NGO, which would basically, if we went back 2-3 years ago, wouldn't have allowed us to take the plastics factory to court, which is obviously devastating. And it's basically blocking environmental democracy, in my opinion.
Hundreds of schoolgoers are attending the conference today, which it's hoped will encourage people to share ideas on climate justice. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, City Hall.